because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
South Africa seems to have stagnated in their fight against corruption in the last decade. Transparency International Corruption Perception Index has South Africa moving just one place in the fight against corruption. Corruption Watch sees this as disappointing. Joining me on the line is a senior researcher at Corruption Watch, Melusi Ngala. Melusi, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to the listeners.
It is disappointing, is it not?
I almost feel like we are like a record just repeating ourselves when we say this, but sadly it's the trend for the past 10 years. And what we've seen is that at least South Africa has marginally moved between 43 and 44, a score of 43 and 44, with zero being very disappointing or very low and 100 being very good. But for South Africa, the highest point was in 2016 when we scored 45, and the lowest point was 42. But since then, and even now, we are at 43, 44, which places us at number 70 on the list of 180 countries.
Where are the stumbling blocks, do you think, Melusi? Why Cyril Ramaphosa was elected as ANC president in December of 2017. He occupied the office of the Union Buildings around February, I think, of 2018, if memory serves, elected president of the Republic in 2019. It's now 2021. It's been a number of years. Surely we should have seen that needle shift, particularly given the fact that his promise to not only the ANC branches that were electing him, but sending his ANC to the general electorate in South Africa was going to be the fight against corruption.
I think that period, in fact, Africa, just to add what you're saying, that period was seen as a period of change and the wind of change. That's some of the phrases people were using during that time. But, you know, when it comes to the issue of corruption is that we can't just pay lip service, or at least those who we have put in positions of power, elected or appointed, cannot just simply say that, you know, we will deal with corruption and we're looking into this matter. It's a matter of what are the consequences for those who are accused or at least found deemed to be guilty of corruption. And ultimately, that's what we as citizens are looking for. That's what investors are looking for. In some of these research studies, you know, that's perhaps a key component, that there's no accountability when it comes to corruption. And so the question then remains then, is it sufficient for us to say that we don't have enough resources, especially in light of when arguments are being made that there's a lot of evidence that can be used by law enforcement to actually bring those to book?
And of course, we know that the Special Investigating Unit has identified, what, 8 billion rand of irregular spending. And there are concerns that that is possibly not wide-ranging enough an investigation, because ultimately they've only looked at less than 10% of the 152 billion rand of spend between April 2020 and September of 2021 pertaining to COVID-19 spending that we're doing.
Yeah, and to add to that, I mean, even the report that is just came out yesterday, it's not all the cases that they were actually investigating. So there's perhaps another 20% of the cases that will come through from the current crop of cases. And if anything, we're just learning that officials are still flouting procurement processes. They're still benefiting themselves through opaque dealings. And it's not just ordinary government employees. You know, it goes as far as perhaps in some instances the cabinet.
Exactly.
So we need to ask ourselves the question, if we argue that corruption is systemic, we need to understand the people that are actually in these positions and that are pushing the system.
All right. Melusi, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Melusi Ngala, Senior Researcher at Corruption Watch.